Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the other, how the other half.
You made that
That's why I don't do it. Right, let's go again.
No.
Welcome to how the other half live.
Hey.
And sometimes you hear about how me and the jet live. With
I like that.
But that's for later. So
you,
Simon.
You and the jet ever sit and listen to this?
Mate.
What does he feel? Has he ever played against Steve Bruce the jet? Steve Jett and Bruce Jett
would probably have lined up manager toe to toe in the Bradford days.
They probably would have.
Oh, I always forget.
Mate, Jeffrey would be the Scottish manager.
Jett's managing the Premiership.
Boys, honestly, fans are back. Wow, do you see that?
Yeah.
8,000 fans, Andy, and it seemed like 80,000, but
only 8,000, but it was still good to see some fans.
I kind of take Wembley. I've only played at Wembley full houses, so it's weird to see them.
Nah.
Did you ever play at Wembley?
No, never.
What team do you know about the first, second, or third?
only top players played at Wembley.
Sorry, what is Wembley a good stadium?
Wembley's the only time I shit myself before a game.
Is it a good stadium?
Really?
Stage fright, mate.
New Wembley.
New Wembley, that was a
imagine playing the old
one. 80,000 Millwall and the flames were going up before the game.
What was the feeling?
Shitting myself. Totally frozen, the game was crap.
Were you rubbish in the game?
Rubbish. Don't have a lasted 90 minutes. That was the first time.
She's beat Millwall though, eh? Was that the one you've
got? No, we got beat 1-0.
Oh, did she?
See, when you look around, mate, you do think, holy fuck, man. It's huge.
Was it
I? No, I never had that pleasure.
Full house.
The time only, like I say before, we got to a semi-final, but it was years of when Cardiff was the replacement because...
What was that, Millennium Stadium?
I had Millennium because, what do you call it, Wembley was being rebuilt to what it is now, but no, every time you watch a final or some sort of game on that, you just that would be the dream to play on there.
You know who built Wembley, don't you? Moisey Joyner.
Oh, was it Moisey Joyner? That makes sense.
Moisey just took the plans for when he gives up football management, he's going to just build Wembley in his back garden.
Listen, I didn't know you played there three times.
Yeah.
What was it? I know the one of you, Modric, wasn't it? Somebody
had
you get called Gil Platt, wasn't it? Somebody
Gil
called
Platt.
Gil Platt.
I got called Gil Platt.
Modric got called Gil Platt.
So, what the fuck you
so, Simon, that was VTV Tottenham. But what was the other one? I know you said one. Now you get beat. What was the other one you
got beat again?
Did you?
But it was in that. What was it? Johnson's.
What did you lose all three of them?
We beat Tottenham.
The Johnson's Paint.
She beat Tottenham.
But Celtic, when they went like the Wembley Cup.
Oh, right, fuck's sake. I was like, Swindon beat fucking Tottenham. How am I missing this at Wembley?
We got beat for Chesterfield. Oh,
in so many times you played there?
Three.
And lost three?
No, won once.
Oh, you won the playoff final, wasn't it?
But even the changing rooms now are ridiculous, eh?
You're in wee cubicle?
I get your own wee cubicle.
I shat myself twice, man, to go to Wembley in one season.
What? So you had a
chance? Go beat the quarterfinals of the FA Cup against Reading and then missed it in playoffs at Bradford in the last day of the season. Fucking shit at the bed.
You must have missed Wembley.
That's what I was saying.
At Old Trafford, remember?
So when we got to the semi-final, it would have been Wembley, but it was moved to Cardiff because that was used for all the finals. Mine, they did that for a while, but did they have a bath in Wembley? Like, you know how the old Wembley would have the baths?
Oh, no. Well, a big modern bath.
Big modern,
didn't want that.
Did he know?
Didn't know.
Took up the size.
Even the Canny was obsessed with Wembley, mate. See, like two or three rounds before, you're like, lads, never got a chance to go there. I'm fucking desperate to.
Do you think that's?
Did you just get a big bonus for it?
And we did, mate. Swindon were brilliant for bonuses.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Even getting beat in the final, we got a bonus.
No way, you just get a bonus for getting
for
beat.
For getting to the final, huh?
What message is that?
For getting to the final.
What kind of message is that, I know? That's why I'm sitting here, man.
I think we were like 12 grand win bonus for the, if we'd have beat Millwall in the semi-final FA Cup.
12 grand?
12 grand back then, but it doesn't seem like a lot compared to the figures probably.
It's gone now, but I think the cups now are gone. Is it, when we were growing up, the cups were the best thing ever.
I am with you, mate. I'm with you.
Definitely.
And it's gone in a modern day football, isn't it?
Great conversation.
Who started that? Was it?
Fucking, I don't know, but Pep's ended it.
Kids. I know, that's what I mean. He's obsessed with
it. The teams he's playing, mate, and like, that team he played against Chelsea was a disgrace,
that
I thought.
That's
a shame. Chance to get a quadruple first time ever.
But do you know there is what there is at Wembley? Straighteners. Yeah. They were curly, you know, to play Wembley, curly pubes.
No. That's why
the pubes need to be. So you get checked before the game, the ref comes in and check your pubes.
Aye,
you
but there wasn't any curly pubes in the game last night, was there?
No, that's not
yesterday.
Everyone
there you
had
go,
Ryan Mason.
That's why Dele Alli only got 7 minutes, wasn't it?
Right. That's
Dele Alli only got 7 minutes because you had curly hair.
How did Ryan Mason then stand at the touchline? Because he had
a bit of curly
say,
friends, didn't
he? He's got a wee bit of curls.
I think they've tried to just mock him because Sky Sports also.
Oh my goodness.
Mate, what? How savage for Sky Sports?
Scandalous.
Mate, that is a disgrace.
One game.
That's Mourinho has done that.
Aye,
Mourinho's got somebody at Sky and get his fucking stats up next to Guardiola.
That's a carve up, man.
The one game, the stats were good.
One out of 100%. What was I going to say there? Do you think that definitely, I felt, makes a difference to the game fans back in?
Aye, definitely.
Had more people in my house, mate.
Aye,
definitely.
You wouldn't play for
but them. But do you know? It could be worse. Like you'll hear every shout when
eight thousand
people in a 60,000.
Leave him on it.
Surely 8,000. They've been handpicked as the quiet the mouses, the Paul Heckenbottoms of the world.
So 8,000
mice.
Mike Dean would never have been invited to that.
No chance.
I'm sure I seen Gareth Southgate from.
Aye, Gareth Southgate was there. With Dar. Phil Neville was there.
Phil Neville was there. I had just pushed the bed the night before. Did you see a picture of Gareth Southgate speaking to Jack Grealish? Jack Grealish had the Gucci gear and that on, and Gareth Southgate had a pure suit on, mate. I looked like the most awkward conversation of all. What could they have been talking about, Jack Grealish and Gareth Southgate?
Grealish must have been like, mate,
Gareth Southgate was asking Grealish what it's like to lose your virginity.
What were the lockdown parties like, Jack?
What do you think the game overall? Who wants to go? Another
Man City, fucking miles
you
better.
You haven't even watched that.
I know.
I never watched
it
either.
I love how you tried.
Man City were excellent. Dominated the game. Surprised it took so long for them to score. But
I guess spot on. Big Man City absolutely battered them. Football and lesson. But as you said, it's embarrassing for Spurs sacking Mourinho out because Pep Guardiola's had what, say 5-6 years with Man City, maybe more. He's got that style of the thing. You're asking Ryan Mason to come in and implement a style, Simon, on a 5 days before the final, especially against a Guardiola team who are coached the most of anybody. How can he possibly go in there and try to and the naivety for that young man Mason, he's super far too big for him as well. Do you see that?
It was Tommy Rice.
Tommy Rice.
Callum Davidson gave him it.
Callum Davidson drove down in the morning and gave him that suit and he had to wear it. And
I think it was your dad's.
It was either the two of them and he looked at a fish out of water at the side of that pitch and certainly the style of play was I don't get that passing out of Man City pressing, Simon.
He should have just went 4-4-2 and led.
Just led it.
Got Mike Bassett in for the game.
Mike Bassett, just went full Mike Bassett, man.
I thought they sacked him because they didn't want him to win the trophy.
Because they won it.
I thought Daniel Levy would have thought, I've got to sack him now because if he wins this cup final, it's going to be impossible to sack him. But see seriously, Si, do you know why I generally didn't watch it? Because teams actually don't take the cup serious anymore. So what, like, There's no real buzz around it as if any team actually really, really wants to go out and win the cup.
Yeah. Cup football is the best type of football in the world as well.
Every Prem team, literally near enough, every Prem team rests their players in every cup game until they get to about the quarters and the semis.
Wolves.
Who is it?
Wolves, did you say?
Wolves.
Is it because we've got these, playoff finals and European things?
It's the Champions League.
The glamour tie at the end of the season, FA Cup, Scottish Cup. That's not the glamour tie anymore. And that was the one trophy one thing you always looked at as a kid is the Scottish Cup final.
Last game
of the season. Even if your team wasn't in it, you still took an eye, a keen watch on it. Same with the FA Cup final. But now there's like these big now playoff games, like the Championship playoff, that's the £200 million game, that now overtakes. Yeah. And I think there's too much.
But Wolves played Southampton this year in the FA Cup, right? They were both middle of the league. and Wales rested every one of the players for 3 days later for them to play in the league against Southampton. What is the benefit of resting players for the cup when you're mid-table?
Like, I think somebody said you can only, when you, if you actually win the FA Cup, you only get £1.5 million as a club. Whereas you finish an extra place above in the Premier League.
That's what it's all around.
That's what it's came, isn't it?
Exactly. It's all money. But I know we're going to get to them at the end, but I'm just trying to take a wee point here. I hate Wolves.
I despise them.
They are the worst team in world football.
He's getting the Tottenham job.
Mate, they're a bad, bad team to watch, man.
In history.
Like, they're good at what they do, like, when they're on it, but what a boring watch that
all the time. Don't have any chances.
Ian Caffer's the coach, isn't it?
Is that what it is? I wouldn't surprise me. I watched that. I watched the highlights of that. And Burnley, to be fair to Burnley, they just capitalised on poor. They tried to play out for the back and they were getting done with Spurs Tottenham. Burnley just kept picking them off. One pass in the goal.
If you beat me, Burnley,
mate, we're talking about strikers that don't like scoring. Wolves have got a full team that
full team.
And not one of them like to score.
10 passes a goal for Wolves. Nah, that's what they play. Wolves think they've won the league this year because they play 10 passes a goal.
10 passes, aye.
See them up cheering. He's top goal scorer with one, I think.
So is he the strongest guy in the world for?
Mate, he started fighting me when I'm Burnley first.
How would you even stop? Imagine playing against him.
Yeah, he was just
I would hate it. I would hate to play against him, man.
I would love
to. But you do that in the house, though. That's strange.
People always get me, I know. Never seem to catch him.
Who oils? Is it just you play wide and your dad oils up as a fullback and
he's a fullback.
You just rub up against each
other. He tries to slip in and slip by each other.
Slip in and out.
Right, what about, how do you think Ryan Mason, 29 year old, taught Gareth Bailey wasn't playing in the final? Jake, he's been shitting himself.
He walked up when he said.
Jake, he has pulled him before.
He had a dildo arm, dildo jaw. And basically just went, Gareth.
He's not.
He wrote it in golf balls, didn't he? Aye. You're dropped in golf balls. Cheer him up a wee bit.
He said to Gareth, like, you're not playing, but see, next week you've got 7 days after going and play as much golf as you want. Like. Aye. So Gareth was like, no problem.
Gareth Bale wouldn't even care if he was not playing, would he?
I think Gareth Bale would be respectful of that, the decision. Don't get me wrong, I still think Gareth Bale probably should have played, but Ryan Mason's made a decision and at the end of this season we'll understand it.
But Dele Alli, like you said, Andy, 7 minutes. What is it? He was talking his best player a couple of years ago. What's happened to him?
Well, it's happened to him, but see, to be honest, mate, looking at
that. Is it losing it? Do you think it's people or is it done?
I don't know why he's not staying in his hair. It's stupid.
He's been brainwashed, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. They're trying to get him in.
Who do you think has brainwashed him? Beatty, Craig Beatty.
I seen Beatty there yesterday.
Did you at Wembley?
Don't go when you say to him. Refuse to go, and there's nobody else on there. Pubes not here. We Dele Alli, listen, in football, you've got to get everything. Simon, and I don't know, that documentary was completely and utterly all honest, but he didn't look.
I shed him in a bad light, I think.
Didn't
it?
Yeah,
I definitely did.
Didn't look great.
He played one of the cup games there, he started, I think he scored a couple and he was unbelievable. I know the opposition maybe wasn't great, but he still has a lot of quality. He just needs somebody, a manager, to love him again.
But you see that, Kev, right? I think, I don't know what the Spurs team, but I know for my time in the game, if any player was like that, somebody in the team would be getting a hold of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And if they weren't listening, straight in his head, aye.
I think, he needs a soul share, doesn't he?
Let somebody do what he likes.
He'd excel under him, wouldn't he?
But again, he's that number 10, like top teams, do they play with number 10s?
You know, even I wouldn't even say he's a conventional number 10 either.
Just
he's
a midfielder that's like, in the box.
I must have known.
He runs, gets into good positions to score. Mm. He's not really a half-turn, slide pass.
Get the ball on his feet.
I used to think he flat-out deceived Dele Alli.
Did you?
I honestly, genuinely, when England went to the Euros and the World Cup and stuff, they used to rave about Dele Alli, and I used to couldn't figure out how he played every week because I always felt that he just flat out to deceive. I thought there was better options, but maybe Mourinho's come in and he saw what I saw. Who knows?
Yeah.
Do you know what's Tottenham's biggest issue, man? Letting Christian Eriksen go for £12 million, man.
What a player.
What a player.
He was that one, didn't I really hate a midfielder like that? He can play that through ball.
Yep.
Mate, he was always
good, but he just doesn't really affect the game as much as an Eriksen who could set up goals.
Eriksen was an absolute pleasure to watch.
Mate, they lost Modric to Madrid and then it wasn't his replacement, but Eriksen stepped in. They've lost Eriksen, they've never really replaced that. So maybe Tottenham need that ball playing.
But I don't think that type of player, would you want to play on a Mourinho team?
No.
You wouldn't even.
It's like I said though, mate, generally, like, I don't think Tottenham have got any given right to be top four. I don't think their squad's anywhere near as good as some other teams.
Did Sissoko play yesterday?
Come on. But then he played the boy Harry Winks.
Again, no good enough for top four, is he?
Oh.
I think.
I don't know. Actually, to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of him. But
he's like a Theo Walcott, Dan Jones type, isn't he?
Aye, he's one of the players that like...
Still goes to soft play with his mum. Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's wondering why he's got three chicken nuggets on his ass or four.
Yeah.
Aye, one of them.
Favourite meals are Lunchables, aren't it?
Aye.
A wee Lunchable, aye. Mm-hmm.
And then when he's doing the string, when he's stacking them up, when he's missing a bit of cheese. Aye, sitting in the high chair, dummy in, spits out all the time. Nah, no for me.
What's your take on Winks?
Ah, exactly what you said, didn't he? Tiddlywinks, Simon. Yeah. Not for me. Spurs are the most frustrating team out there because
they just
it was all down to that documentary. I mean, they get to a Champions League final and then a few months later, Pochettino's at the door.
Let's rewind a bit, like in about 3-4, maybe longer. Spurs were sitting like top of the league, pushing to actually be winning the league
under Mourinho.
So how's it went from there to this in such a? It's maybe they've been lucky, fortunate at points in the season.
But they need to figure out what type of team they are, or not.
Yeah.
Because it's like you said, I don't think they've got an unbelievable squad, but they can't be playing Southampton at home and sitting back letting Southampton dominate the ball for the full game.
But yep. He signed Matt Doherty and Højbjerg.
What was that about?
I like Højbjerg.
He's a good for like. But is he going to be a
was guy? Matt Doherty worth 50 million?
No, I think 15 million.
15, and you're like, he's one to watch. But however, Spurs need to get a good replacement and spend a few quid because that I think they need. If they had like 11 players, their best players fit, and you put them on the team sheet, you look at it and you think, well, that's no bad. But they don't have those 11.
Check Kane will go.
He's got to go.
Kane's got to go.
Got to go now.
I think he has to go.
I don't know. I agree. I think he's got to go. But
he'll stay for the rest of his career.
I just don't think Daniel Levy is accepting anything less than 100+ million, and I don't think he'll get it.
I think his value's there, but I think Tottenham and the financial circumstances around because of the building the stadium and stuff, he's looking for the big bucks that can finance some new signings. Mm. If you're letting Kane go for 100 million, how are you even replacing that?
But how much will Kane be on at Tottenham? What do you think?
150?
You're not getting a house like Moisey on that. What? You need to earn more than that. If he wants to retire and have a house like Moisey, he's going to need to go to a big team.
I hate that type of player that is brilliant and should be winning. I mean, what age is Kane? 29? 28, 29?
Nah, is that what he is?
Right? Yeah. Has he won anything?
No.
No.
I mean, holding boot.
I mean, I seen it with Shearer as well. He used to frustrate me all the time. Shearer, Matt Latisse, Francesco Totti.
Totti won the Premier League, the Italian League.
So did Shearer. Shearer won the Prem.
But I mean, every year competing to win leagues. I suppose he's not ever competing to win a league.
Can I say he's a loser, isn't he?
Kane?
Because remember, like NFL, he kicked the ball off a balloon to find out what his missus was having.
Aye. So maybe that's why they're saying. Well, he wanted to win and compete.
Giant will kick a balloon to see what club he's going to be in next year. See if he'll stay up.
But honestly,
it comes out that blue, I'm saying it to him.
We need to say sorry on this podcast because Steve Bruce gets it for just being a farter, mate. But
I knew it was going to be Brucey boy.
What result that is? 1-1.
I'm telling you, that goal should never have been chopped off. The minute before the score. Did you see that?
Talk us through it, Paul.
So he's went through. The guy went through and goal, right?
Have you got a name for the player?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments.
Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It was a sprayer, wasn't
it? Beardsley went through, terrible. And he went through and goal, and Trent has just shoved him a wee bit. I guess give him that wee shove. So if he went down, it should be a penalty. He tries to stay up and he hits it, and the keeper saves it, and then it comes off. It almost comes off his. I don't even know if it was his arm, was it?
Right, well, it's like
he's him, but he's right in his thing. Mm-hmm. But the reason he's felt is because he's got a shove and it's hit back off and went in the net.
Yeah.
What about Newcastle being put out for the back? I've never seen Newcastle put out for the back.
No, I haven't. They bought the boy Martinez's assistant in.
Oh, have they?
I think, is it Graham Jones? Remember, he was his assistant at Wigan and stuff like that. So I think he's maybe.
I tell you what, though, they got away with murder because there was at least two or three times Liverpool stole it when they'll try to put it for goal kicks and shoot
them. The boy Kieran Clark tried to play across his own box. Ridiculous decision. Liverpool were fucking about in front of them.
I know, but Steve was clapping because supposedly he just farted before he went to pass it, and that's why he slipped. But Steve.
Beat again.
Newcastle only the worst
don't
side in the
league. I don't need to do that.
See, going forward, Newcastle, see that size.
Joe Willock's a good player.
Maxim's decent.
See, Maxim's the best player in the league.
Fuck.
On his day. Mate, he was absolutely frightening the other day.
He's decent.
He can't
he's
get
very
the ball
good.
Off him.
He might get a move somewhere else from Newcastle.
Firmino's taking the piss, though, isn't he?
Firmino's meant to be some trainer, isn't he?
Mate, Newcastle's
meant to be some trainer. Air Maxim.
Brilliant trainer, isn't
he? Mate, Newcastle are playing it out for the back for goal kicks. Firmino's staring at 8 yards out and passed the back to centre half.
He's got to stop that.
Firmino's at a stop fucking trying to do that because it's a good chance I'll take it off you and score. Stop, mate.
Firmino will get to sell a move to Wolves. And he keeps going.
I'd be a club, perfect striker, man.
I was going to say something there, a good point, I know.
Are you sure?
It's been all that fucking.
We'll decide if it's a good point.
It's been all that fucking hilarity, I know, man. Can you get my point across? Fuck's sake. I was all messing about all the time. Oh, that was a good, I can't remember what it was, but something about that game.
What, is it Liverpool?
Oh, no, best pass in the league. Don't care about you.
John Joe Shelby?
Yeah. He is technically fucking frightening.
He always has been, though.
The ball wizard.
Mate, Matt Ritchie told me that. John Joe Shelby could play, if he actually gave a fuck, could play for Barcelona.
Mate, he's technically brilliant. Look, mate, he's passing. The only one, I would say passing in the league, Trent is, mate, honestly, Trent's one of the best first-time crossers or a long-type cross I've ever seen. But Shelby's range of passing is absolutely frightening.
He can zing a ball, can't he?
That's why he got the moves he did, like, obviously, Liverpool and stuff. It didn't work out for whatever reasons, but he's clearly got ability.
But he's still tacky back, isn't he? He doesn't run back.
I still say De Bruyne for me, but...
Are you putting Shelby ahead of De Bruyne?
I think De Bruyne's ahead as in your final third pass, he chips out of the tap and stuff like that. But I mean, as in
taking it off a back four and zinging it
across. Yeah, but he's still got that wee danger pass in the tap. Yeah. The Baldy Wizard, I love the way he plays the game.
The Baldy Wizard.
Nice, super.
Better than the Baldy Eagle there.
He's got a better tag out of him and Craigan.
Oh, Craigan all day for me.
Craigan
just says that John Joe Shelby's got a picture of Craigan in his locker.
Craigan was on Sports Scene last night doing a wee bit of Farmerwell on the like obviously the things, and it showed you that his disappointment at the cup final when they played Celtic and he fucking scored an own goal, man. He tried to control the ball in the box and into the bottom corner.
Have you toes on
it? Oh my god, it was the curliest big touch you've ever seen in your life.
Talking about big touches, Moisey. Oof. Beat 1-0. 10 men West Ham. I don't think they're getting in top four, are they?
Nah, they might just fall out the last hurdle, but it's no a big issue because he was promised a bigger house and if he can get in the top six.
I don't think he can get one, eh?
I think
he'd struggle to get one.
Moise.
Went up sitting outside, man. The biggest house.
See, this building we're in the day, this is the same size as Moise's toilet, apparently.
Uh-huh. But see on Moise, for the big four, he seems to sit in too much for me. Doesn't he believe that they're going to beat them? What I've noticed this season. I mean, I don't know.
What about that red card, but...
Nah.
What is going on, mate? Seriously?
How is that a red card?
You think it was a red, didn't you? Couldn't it, man, he sized up me this morning, thought it was a bit red. I just couldn't believe that. No, I said, you didn't see it, didn't you?
No.
But it was, it's a shocker, man, honestly. The guy's so hit the block.
Caught the ball.
Received the ball.
Commentate it.
So Fabianski's kicked the ball out to the fullback. Fullback's got a touch at his feet and he's playing it up the line. As he's playing it up the line, guys came out to press him. But as he's kicked it, his foot he's kicked it, falling through. And
oh, I did see it. I did see it.
Can't believe I just went and said all that.
Disgrace.
Aye, shambles.
It's a disgrace.
But then the, what I kind of get at is the wee Muppet ref goes there to check it. So he's actually been told to watch it. He goes and checks it and still thinks that's a red. Mm. The worry is, guys, we need proper guys that understand our game.
Yeah. But is that Mike Dean in his ear?
Give the red
against Moisey.
Cause mayhem.
Cause mayhem.
Aye.
Project mayhem.
Because there's no way, Andy, that's a red card.
No, it's a shame.
It's tackles you done in Old Firm games. How used to the pitch? And then you see that as a red, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I think the
disgrace, Paul.
Thanks.
I think one of the users, somebody said that Mike Dean's in with the Russians.
Is he?
Aye, so.
Don't Russian mafia? Aye.
So obviously, Roman.
Oh, Roman Abramovich, huh?
Chelsea, West Ham, VAR decision, few phone calls. That's how football works.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
yeah.
it.
So
the less we need to talk about that, the better, because obviously we need to tread carefully on when you're talking about.
Did we make the game at the weekend?
I don't know if he was
crying. He actually doesn't have a
gang fighting on a Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah. He met the casuals, didn't he?
It's new because 8,000 fans back in it. I think it was at Wembley, the crowd.
You wanted to fight every single one of them, didn't you? Before you went to Wembley, you had to fight Mike Dean. 8,000 fights he had Sunday.
There was supposed to be 25,000, well, 8,000 getting to battle there. 17,000 knocked out outside of Wembley.
I mean, that was unbelievable mass for you there. Jesus. How quickly you reacted.
Very good. Manager of the year, who are you giving it to?
Oh. Cam Davies.
Cam Davies.
Doing South.
Moisey.
Are you going Moisey?
Moisey, 100%. I don't think it's close, mate.
So if Pep wins a double, it's still not enough,
nah? That's not enough. He's fucking about playing fucking 13-year-olds and going that.
Imagine he just played the under-14s next year.
He would, mate. Exactly. Is that what he said?
I think
and then still complain they've got too many games when none of them fucking play half the time.
Moyes is in the running because he wasn't expected to get
the relegation, mate, before him.
I know. Last year he was asked to keep them in the league, and then he was asked in an interview, what can you do next year? And he just said, judge me on a full season. There you go, bang. He said it.
People forget how good his Everton team was, mate. They'd finish top six every year. They played good football.
Imagine he had that Everton chairman that's in there now and was able to spend the funds. That's the only thing, the reason why he didn't be able to take Everton to the next level. And he was getting Everton. He got Everton to
Steve
Champions League.
Right back, huh?
Remember he got Everton to Champions League? Finished fourth. He would have got the Europa League every other year. Imagine he had money to spend, but whereas. Like, is it a one-off season or does he go again? I think he goes again. And I tell you one thing for sure. He's fucking took the pressure off the two that run the club because they were under massive pressure from the fans and no this, no that. And he's took the pressure.
Bielsa must be up there.
Aye, Bielsa.
And where are they in the league now?
I think they're mid-table, aren't they still?
No, you're trying to get off the year finishing the table, can you?
But they've just came up. Mm. So West Ham have been up with that Premier League budget.
I think Leeds will go again next year as well.
I think they'll kick on.
Mm. I think they could finish Europe next year. There you go.
Do you?
Aye.
So what would that be, like sixth or seventh?
Sixth or seventh Leeds next year. For me. Who's you, Paul?
I think you could be spot on, especially with the Leeds crowd roaring back in.
Tottenham, Arsenal, done.
Tottenham and Arsenal done. Arteta could get them
right. I think they're both done next year.
There's a mindset.
Sorry, but
Arsenal are a disgrace, mate. Honestly,
they're my least favourite team to watch. So crap.
No Wolves.
Mate, they're crap, man. See when your mate doesn't play, I'm like,
do you know what's really annoying me though? It's really annoying me that Arteta's coming out every game talking about how well they played when they're drawing one each at home to Fulham and getting beat 1-0. They're not playing well.
Be honest.
So don't come out and talk about how well your team played and blame a VAR decision when.
Tierney gets injured, Arsenal go even further than the shit that they're in.
All jokes aside, though, what's Leno doing?
Oh my god,
what's he doing?
It's one of the worst I've seen.
What about the commentary? Who was the commentator that went more like Jay Leno and goes, the worst? It was like Charlie Nicholls pattern, mate.
Who said that?
Oh, the commentator that went doing like
Reagan
a shit.
Reagan said that yesterday to shoot about Sean Rooney. I mean, he thought we were Rooney, but then he realised it's only Sean Rooney. Mate, I don't know why I'm talking about this in English, man, but listen, no, you're right. I would love Tierney to go in the summer.
Did you?
Aye.
Where does he go?
Anywhere, really.
Man U's got Luke Shaw.
West Ham.
Much better Luke Shaw.
At West Ham?
I would agree with you.
Do you think it is better Shaw, isn't it? By far.
The thing is, if Arsenal can get their act together, they are a big club for now.
I'd imagine they are, but...
Yeah.
Arsenal must be due to open up the checkbook. They must be due to open up the checkbook because that stadium must be paid for now.
I'm sure somebody said to me that Arteta lost more games than Arsene Wenger lost his home.
Mate, they're 10th in the league, mate.
They've lost more games. They've won less games than Brighton this season, apparently.
Have they?
I heard that stat. I could be wrong.
No, I'll tell you a stat, by the way. You don't know like this stat because this is a modern day stat. CXG.
What is that?
Brighton on the top six for
what's
goals expected.
Oh, because they pop at me, don't they? They dominate every game.
They just got a team of fucking
Firminos.
Aye.
Talking about the Super League, Steve Bruce is trying to do a different break, like the Pooper League.
Pooper League.
Pooper you're
league.
Joking.
Will it go through? Will it follow through?
Follow through,
alright, that is for sure.
I just started that. I don't
who
even
else would be in that? Burnley.
Beers laid back.
Stoke. What teams would be in that Pooper League?
Bradford.
Each other. Imagine that. They are shaking your horn just how I hit each other. Be better after that than some of the stuff I'm watching.
Wimbledon. They'd be in it.
Wimbledon.
They'd be the favourites.
To be honest, that's the league that Arsenal should be in.
Yes.
Oh, you're really against Arsenal Spurs,
mate. Arsenal Spurs and Wolves. That's my three teams.
I don't want
really
to talk
enjoyed.
About that Super League because it is driving me insane.
You've already had, you had a big sale on it, didn't you?
You're in favour of it, aren't you?
Not at all. No, not at all. Listen, people got my point. I'm wanting change, of course, because it's no set up. But the Premier League started all the greed, so don't be a hypocrite and say that.
You've already mentioned Wolves, how bad they were, but Burnley, great result, Kev.
Great result, si. Boy, Chris Wood, hat trick, former Leeds player, scored goals in the Championship, doing it in his Premiership. The thing with Burnley is there's no hairs or graces with them. They just get, they know their role, and Wolves would have been massive favourites to win that, I would have thought at home. But they just try to, what do you call the boy, the fast kid, Traore, had a shocker.
Did he?
He kept getting the ball away. His first goal, he's tried to pass the ball inside, got caught. And then he tried to make up with it when they had somebody got tackled late. No, somebody got done injured in the box, and the Burnley players were telling him to get up because they didn't believe he was fouled, and then Traore came over and then there was a bit of a ruckus and he slapped somebody in the face. That's what happens when you're playing shit, you try and cover it up.
I give you one of the most underrated players in the Premier League?
Ashley Westwood.
Yep.
No, you were going
to. Aye.
One decent. Of the most underrated players in the Premier League. Very every time I watch Burnley, their best player by a mile.
Is that the guy's technically really good?
Very good.
See, popping the ball in the corner very is good. One of the best.
And that Dwight McNeil's no bad either, I like him.
McNeil's decent.
Good player. Good player.
How do you think Sean Dyche celebrated that 4-0 win?
A new coat.
New coat, yeah, Jack.
No, he dry cleaned the jacket he's got.
By the way, what a job Big Sam's done.
But we're talking about Sean Dyche. How do you think he celebrated?
Oh, he was on Sean Dyche, sir?
How do you think he celebrated?
Andy just
packet of scampi fries or something.
Scampi
like
fries when right. The
10-minute preview.
Hold the other coat pocket.
Scampi fries or three packets of cheese worsted with big yellow fingers and then lick the life out of them at the end.
Do you think he does that instead of just putting the actual packet of scampi fries in his pocket? He just empties them into his pocket.
Just keeps them in for later.
Just for the next game.
Oh, brilliant. Last wee bit, John Terry's voted. It's not on here, but did you
Hall
see it? He's all right. He's called it.
Henry and Shearer. First two inductees.
On that
thing, right, well, obviously, no got to talk about the Super League because it was very American how the Americans wanted to initiate it. This stinks of.
Scampi fries.
No, that as well. But this fucking Hall of Fame stinks of
Steve
basketball.
Bruce.
Baseball, Hall of Famers, golf. It seems very.
It's going down that route.
Aye.
So, what's the next one? Is it centre half? They're doing?
I don't. Are they doing it in terms of position?
I don't know. Just no positions. Just the two.
Aye, but what? But see for the Hall of Fame inductees, right? Why have they only done two? Because they're going to. Let's be honest. They're going to add like what 300 players. So just come out and just. Do like a
he's the full list.
Aye, or do like a class of this year.
Aye,
day 15. Uh-huh. Know what I mean?
Brucey will get it.
Was Brucey frightening?
Brucey
was good, mate.
Brucey would get it.
Fucking right, good player, mate.
Remember the time he scored the
strikers didn't even go near him. Fucking
mate, remember the time he scored the when Man United were needing a win last game of season.
Sheffield
Wednesday, and he scored.
Fergie runs on the pitch, didn't he? Brian Kidd ran on his own, didn't he?
He was a
kiddo. He's titting. He's still got a
dragon, Brucey. He was my gaffer at one point. You know what I mean?
You said that.
Huddersfield. Him and Lou McCarry.
Mate, again, why has this not been mentioned before?
He was
not. He
was my manager, aye. Brucey.
Oh, did he release you?
No, he signed me. He unknown.
Your arse was
based on your files,
based on.
Your arse was brilliant.
Based on Man U reserves versus Sunderland reserves up against Jonah Shea and West Brown and scored a hat trick. It was on loan to Huddersfield the next 3 days, next flex for next month.
Wait, West Brown was meant to be frightening as well.
Who, West Brown? West Brown was fucking unbelievable.
He's a pure hero.
He's a pure hero.
100% John Terry is the best centre half in that league.
Aye. Of all time, easy.
Real Fernand, because he's got the other side. John Terry technically amazing, but Fernand probably
mate, no, but let's not go kid on that John Terry's not technically good.
Aye.
I think Real Fernand's more the step into playing, the pick a pass, but John Terry with both feet.
John Terry's the absolute only person that can fit
that. Is he solid?
For me,
aye. Mate, he's one of them. He's all played the game. You know when you back into somebody or you're up against somebody and straight away your first thought is fucking hell, he's solid. That was the John Terry. He was just the most aggressive defender. But obviously he can play as well.
Was he was on the pitch?
Leader. Proper leader.
Did he?
Aye.
Did he ever mug you off?
No. I didn't even say anything to him. I just was I was happy if I could have got the ball down and laid it off. Don't get wrong, I had a good game against him and it was tough and very respectful after the
game.
Who
was harder, him or Adams?
I never played Tony Adams, but I would not like anybody that ever said that Keown, Adams, Steve Bold, those three in the pomp were very, very difficult.
Remember that video of Tony Adams doing that coaching? I could watch that all day, every day, man.
What was he for? Remember they put Michael Jackson for that behind
him? You like Terry Hare best?
Aye, I think he's the best. He wasn't slow, but he's a yard of pace away for being the perfect centre.
Aye.
Got better than Van Dijk as well,
he's better than Van Dijk, aye. I mean, Van Dijk's unbelievable, man. He's just an absolute monster, but you can't... How old is Van Dijk now? 26, 27? Only been in the Premier League 3-4 years now. John Terry broke through and Chelsea
John Terry broke
18.
Through.
Actually,
consistency levels. You never ever turn around and say, oh, John Terry's had a bad season this year.
Plus, I think players, they value other players' opinions most, don't they? And every player talks about John Terry as the best. Mm. Like every pundit, when they're doing their team of the year or team of the decade, John Terry's always in it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, he was keeping it England centre-halves when John Terry was in his peak.
Aye, but even
so Campbell, Rio Ferdinand, Jamie Carragher.
Think of the Chelsea players players that Chelsea signed in their spending spree days, like World Cup winners, Marcel Desailly, John Terry still played.
He's learned off Frank LaBeouf. Frank LaBeouf.
I mean, I think that's who I played against that day, was like Desailly, LaBeouf, and John Terry.
Is he the best defender of all time though?
No. All time is an English Maldini. Premiership all time,
no,
or just
like
world,
in
football?
World football.
Maldini.
Oh no.
Big cost.
Maldini, to be honest, the first thing came to my mind.
Yeah. Aye, Maldini was good. The amount of games he played.
The Italian centre backs. Mm-hmm. Was it Juventus?
Terry or Ramos?
Nesta. Remember big Nesta?
Cannavaro was brilliant.
Costa Curto.
Terry or Ramos?
Terry for me.
Terry or Ramos?
Same type of.
That's hard, isn't it?
That's a question.
Ramos.
Same type of centre half. But for me, Terry would edge it.
I think Terry would edge it for me, by the way.
Ramos
for a centre half that I would want in my team.
Bruce or Pallister?
That's who Bruce Brogtrotter and Matilda was named after, that. Steve Bruce. That's why they named him it.
Is that us?
Is that another English one done?
That was a good one.
Fire team, haven't we?
Aye.